Thank you and good morning and welcome once again to the radio program from the Independence Baptist Church of Forestell, Missouri. We're glad you're listening this morning and it is our prayer that you'd receive a blessing from hearing the precious Word of God today. We would like to take this opportunity to invite you to the church services at the Independence Baptist Church. We meet at 124 South Main in Forestell. Our Sunday school begins this morning at 10 o'clock with regular classes for all ages. We have excellent teachers. And you can rest assured that when you bring your children to the Independence Baptist Church, that they will hear in Sunday school what the Bible teaches. It's very, very important. And so we urge you to come and bring your children and your Bibles and study the Word of God with us in Sunday school. Our regular worship service begins this morning at 11 o'clock. And you're certainly invited to come to this service and hear the Word of God. Our evening worship service begins at 4 o'clock with our prayer service, and then at 4:30 for our evening worship. Our midweek Bible study begins Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. These are our services, and you're, of course, invited to come. If you have questions concerning the things that we believe at the Independence Baptist Church, we'd be glad to show you in the Word of God what the Bible says concerning the doctrines that we hold true. The past few Sunday mornings, we've been speaking concerning the Lord's Church. And we had read an article in the U.S. News and World Report concerning the fact that some people said that the Church of Jesus Christ was started on the day of Pentecost. Now, this came out in a national magazine. And, of course, we disagree with that completely. And the reason we disagree with that is because there's no scripture in the Bible anywhere that says that the church was organized on the day of Pentecost. And we spent an entire session preaching about that and showing that there was no scripture whatsoever. Also, we showed that on the day of Pentecost that the church was already organized, that it had doctrines, that it had fellowship. That's in the book of Acts chapter 2 and verse 42. We've already covered that in days gone by. We've also showed that on the day of Pentecost, the church was not started, but rather it was simply waiting for the promised power. And on the day of Pentecost, the power of God came upon that church and they began to witness about God, and the people there realized that God was not working through the Pharisaic religion, through the Jewish religion, for they had rejected Christ. Now they realize that Jesus is working through this body of people, and it's called His church. And the church is already there. And last Sunday morning, we preached a message concerning when the church was organized, showing in the Scriptures that Jesus Christ said He would build His church. Jesus Christ called out His church. He named the apostles. And, of course, He placed them in His church. And those scriptures we read last time. This morning, we want to go into some more evidence proving that the church of the Lord Jesus Christ was organized before the day of Pentecost. Now, before we get into this morning's message, we want to answer a question. Someone would ask, well, what difference does it make anyway? Well, it makes this much difference. If you or if the church that you're in believes that the church of Jesus Christ was organized on the day of Pentecost and there's no scriptures to prove it, how many other doctrines are taught as Bible truth and there's no scriptures to back it up? That's what's important about it. The important thing is, do we want to serve God His way, or do we want to make up our minds and try to serve God our way? And remember that the Scripture says that unless we run the race lawfully, we run in vain. In other words, we must do things God's way, not man's way. We can't do things after the imagination of our own minds. Rather, we must do things according to the precepts laid down in the precious Word of God. So, we need Scripture to back up what we do. that we might be pleasing unto God. For God will judge us, not from our minds, but God will judge our minds by the Word of God. That's why it's important to look at this thing and understand that Jesus organized His church before the day of Pentecost. Absolutely so. Well, let's get on. Now, some more evidence that the church was organized before Pentecost. Number one, that is that the church had the gospel before the day of Pentecost. And I want to be in the church that believes the real, true gospel. The book of Mark, chapter 1, the Bible said in verse 1, the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And then Mark goes on and gives us the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so you see that the gospel did not start on the day of Pentecost. The gospel began back in Genesis chapter 3 and verse 15. But the beginning of the gospel is in the book of Mark chapter 1 concerning the revealed Christ who was prophesied in Genesis 3:15, and then who came down and lived a perfect life because He was perfect. And so, the beginning of the gospel. But notice something else. In the book of Matthew chapter 3, we find that the man who was of God, that is John the Baptist, the Bible said in John chapter 1 and verse 6 that there was a man sent from God whose name was John. And this man John preached the gospel. In the book of Matthew chapter 3 and verse 1, in those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Now, that is the gospel. Repent. Repentance goes along with believing. You just can't separate repentance and believing. And that's the gospel that John, the man sent from God, preached. By the way, that is exactly the same gospel that Jesus Christ preached in the book of Matthew chapter 4 and verse 17. The Bible says, from that time Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And so what John preached is exactly the same thing that Jesus preached, and both of those people lived and died before the day of Pentecost, and they preached the gospel of Jesus Christ. But it continues. For in the book of Acts, chapter 2 and verse 38, on the day of Pentecost, Peter rose up before the people, and there he also preached the gospel of Jesus Christ. For he said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And so here we find that the gospel was preached before the day of Pentecost. It was preached on the day of Pentecost. You see, there was no difference at all. A lot of churches change what they believe as time progresses. They'll begin by believing one certain thing, and then as time progresses, their doctrines will evolve into something entirely different than what they started out to. And this is what we need to beware of. We need to get back to what the Bible says, not caring about what men say, except we do care for their souls. Now, a second thing that was in the church before the day of Pentecost, and that is baptism. In the book of Matthew chapter 3 and verse 5 and verse 6, we go back and think about this man John the Baptist, who was a man sent from God, and he came to do a certain task. John came preaching, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And what did he do with those people that were saved under his preaching? Well, you know what he did? He baptized them, and that's the very next step. But remember this, that John baptized with a special baptism. John baptized with the baptism of God, for John had the authority of God to baptize. God sent John, and John came into the world, and he preached the gospel, and the believers then were baptized in the book of Matthew chapter 3 and verse 5. The Bible said, then went out to him Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region round about Jordan, and were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sins. And so John baptized only the believers. We'll find, though, in verse 7 that there was the Pharisees and the Sadducees that also came to John's baptism. And he looked them in the eye, and he said to them, O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance. And so baptism did not save in the days of John the Baptist, although John was a man sent from God with the authority of God to baptize. His baptism could not save anybody. And that's the same thing is true today. Baptism can never save anybody. Only the blood of the precious Son of God saves a sinner. And so that's the way it is. But notice something else. In the book of Matthew chapter 3 and verse 15, not only did John baptize, but John baptized Jesus himself. In the book of Matthew 3 and verse 13, then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. Now that's a real strange statement. If you look on your map, you'll find that Jesus was in Galilee and went all the way down to Jordan, especially just to be baptized of John. Now, it must have been that Jesus thought it was very important to be baptized by John. Why couldn't Jesus just have stayed at Galilee and been baptized by anybody up there? Couldn't the Son of God just have called somebody to meet with him down in a little old river or a creek or maybe in a bathtub somewhere? And he could say, well, now you put me under and that's going to be good enough? Listen, that's not what Jesus thought at all. Jesus traveled that 60 miles, probably a two-day journey, at least maybe 3 days. It took him to get down to John because John was the man that was sent from God. And you know, it's absolutely the same thing today. Just anybody can't baptize. But those people that are sent from God are the ones that administer scriptural baptism. And baptism, remember, is not for salvation. It is a picture of the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. But only those ones that are sent from God can baptize. Jesus thought it was very important. Another scripture to notice concerning baptism is in the book of John, chapter 4, and verse 1. The Bible says here in this place, John chapter 4 and verse 1, when therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself baptized not but his disciples. This is a very interesting scripture. The book of John, chapter 4, verse 1 and 2. You see, Jesus never baptized anybody. That's what this Bible is telling me. But it got out that Jesus was baptizing, but the Bible says Jesus did not baptize but his disciples. In other words, the disciples of Jesus were baptizing on his behalf. And that's exactly what the church does today. The church, you see, does not baptize by itself or by under its own authority, but rather the church baptizes with the authority of Jesus Christ. In the book of Matthew chapter 28, the Bible said, Jesus said unto his church, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations and baptize the believers and teach them the all things of the Word of God. And so you see, we act not on our behalf, but on the behalf of the Son of God, Jesus Christ. This is baptism that was before the day of Pentecost, and we'll have to hurry. We also find in the book of Matthew 26, verse 26, that Jesus gave the Lord's Supper before the day of Pentecost. We find that the early church had an organization, even a treasurer, who was Judas Iscariot. The church had the Great Commission, and the church conducted a business meeting before the day of Pentecost. These scriptures all prove that the church was organized by the Lord Jesus Christ before the day of Pentecost, not on or after that day. Well, we see that our time has gone from us again today. We do invite you again to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church and listen again next Sunday morning for another radio message. Thank you now for listening.